Cape Talk.
Bob's Wire.
Now, Barbara Friedman is our online guru. She checks out Twitter and all these other places to see, hey, man, what's trending? And then she tells you about it each and every morning. So good morning to you, Barbara.
Morning, Kino.
So the recently released secret 1971 racist phone conversation between California Governor Ronald Reagan's and President Nixon is still making waves.
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't actually listened to the audio the day before yesterday when it first came out in The Atlantic online, but it's sort of not going away, and I listened to it. I didn't realize the clips were in the Atlantic article, and they're absolutely mind-blowing. Although I don't know why I'm surprised that in 1971, then-Governor of California, Ronald Reagan, who later went on to be the United States president, phoned Richard Nixon, the then awful United States president, who later was so disgraced. And all the context was the United Nations had just voted to accept a delegation from Beijing rather than Taiwan in 1971. And Beijing was the communist China. And he was so livid. And at the time, in the assembly, a Tanzanian delegation began dancing. And, you know, just he was just livid. And he phoned that night, he phoned President Nixon, and he said, he was in such a state, and he said, to see those monkeys from those African countries, damn them, they're still uncomfortable wearing shoes.
What?
Which Nixon then laughed. And then in the article, there's another recording where Nixon then confides on the phone to his Secretary of State, William Rogers, and he's now quoting what Reagan had said to him, and he says, Reagan said, those are cannibals on television last night. Crubs, they weren't even wearing shoes.
Oh, my word.
But I don't know why I'm surprised that in 1971, but the thing is, this was redacted from the Nixon tapes. Nixon taped everything in his office on the phone.
Yeah.
Which later came back to, you know, haunt him, I should say.
Well, this
is a redacted tape. And then this guy who published this in The Atlantic, Tim Nestale, he's a researcher. He was in charge of the UN archives and library and the National Archives. And this then came into his possession recently, the unredacted tapes. And he's published them. So if people want to go look at theatlantic.com, you'll find the article and it's got the MP3 clips. And just take a listen. To remind us.
Well, so, I mean, it could be argued that Donald Trump is just living up to tradition.
Which is why this has become such an issue, because of what's been happening with Trump recently and how the Black Caucus and Black lawmakers are saying, you know, how racist he is. And so this has now resurfaced even more. Yeah.
Now, USA Today certainly posted an incredible video of kayakers cutting two seal pups free, and this is from fishing twine at Namibia's Pelican Point.
Yeah, and it was just interesting to me too that it was close to home, you know, that it was here in right near us in Namibia. And when I first saw the video, you know, I'm such an animal lover, and I could have thought, oh, this is not going to end well, but in fact it does end well. It's amazing how these kayakers who obviously just saw this stopped. They managed to get hold of these two seal pups. They were totally entangled in a mass of nylon fishing twine, again, plastic in our oceans. And they cut them free, and they set them free, and the little pups go jumping along into the sea.
That's cute. Thank you very much for that one. Now, moving on to your final one. Now, the hashtag that trended the whole of yesterday in South Africa was hashtag things that give me anxiety.
Right. Now, I don't often mention these. You know, you do get these ones that someone starts, I think it was actually internationally, and then it just takes off. But I thought, you know, I don't know if you feel the same, but there's so much going on. And I feel like friends of mine have said to me they're feeling quite weighed down. So I thought it doesn't surprise me that this hashtag went viral. And a lot of people saying things, obviously, like, you know, our favorites, like when people ring your doorbell without a no-loud warning, or when your phone rings, etc. But I was thinking about how a lot of people just wrote everything, the future. And I thought it's just sometimes you just need to take a moment and kind of go, you know, like the Serenity Prayer says, accept the things I cannot change, you know, change the things I can and have the wisdom to know the difference, because otherwise I think we're all going to go mad.
True story. And maybe I'll put it out there to you listening to Barbara at the moment. What gives you anxiety? Maybe we get that to trend on the show this morning. Maybe it's a phone call. Maybe it's the fact that you have a meeting. All the different sorts of things that give different people anxiety. Maybe you want to share that as well. And how do you deal with it? But Barbara, thank you for that one. Barbara Friedman there, online guru at Prime Media.